Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. See a little situated here in front of the camera. Welcome. Good to see you. I've been coaching all morning, so I'm stepping right in front of the camera for late afternoon Facebook Live on the East Coast. It is 4:03. Welcome. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to, it is the second Tuesday of September. Welcome, everyone. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Mark Weber, good to see you this afternoon. Teresa Marie, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you. Welcome, everyone, to Facebook Live. This is number one of two for Tuesday. So welcome. So good to see you. This is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Topic for today's Facebook Live is becoming your best self. So I had a very, very packed Sunday night call last night. Thank you, Teresa. Good to see you. Had a lot of comments, a lot of people on. So welcome. This is late afternoon here Monday. I'm going to go ahead and let the Facebook Live populate and then move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Andre Samuels, welcome to Facebook Live. It is good to see you, Andre. My privilege to have been your coach. Welcome, everyone. We're going to move into the inspirational portion here in another 60 seconds. Henry, good to see you this afternoon. Good to connect with you. Erica Anderson, good to see you. Good afternoon, everyone. Every Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Ishmael, good to see you. Every Sunday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse. For those of you familiar with Clubhouse, I host a sobriety consciousness 12-step meeting. Anyone who would like to attend, we would love to have you. It is intimate. It's a half an hour, and it's called sobriety consciousness. So anyone that would like to attend, we would love to have you on Sunday nights. It is hosted by myself, Aaron Knight, and Scott Lucas. Collectively, between the three of us, we have over 70 years of sobriety. So if you ever want to join us, we would be honored. Now let's move into inspiration, not perspiration today. So the inspiration for today's Facebook Live is on this, being your best self, meaning that in spite of the circumstances, in spite of what's going on in the world, despite what's going on in your reality, in spite of the job you have, or whatever the situation, or whatever is going on in your area of the country or the world, you can be your best you. If you're experiencing lockdowns, shutdowns, if you're experiencing you got laid off or any situation, or your business is not flowing, you can still be your best self. Or the relationships that you're in, there's a lot of drama and chaos in some of those relationships, but that doesn't mean you participate in them. What it means is that you start to access your higher self. The lower self, which is here, the higher self, which is up here. The higher self is consciousness, understanding, awareness. It flows with love, joy, bliss, camaraderie, and there's no competition in it. In that state of consciousness, you're in a state of prosperity. You're in prospero. You're in the flow. And there's constant movement, and you're moving people away from you, and you're bringing people to you. You're moving people outside of you, and you're bringing people in right here in that space of consciousness. You're able to easily and effortlessly let people go, let situations go. You're letting emotions go. You're healing yourself. Last night, I experienced a challenge in lumbar 4, which also created a challenge in my knee and ankle. I could feel it. And I went to Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and looked up lumbar 4 for the 1,000th time. Just reading that content allowed me to breathe, release, and instead of going to a chiropractor, my body released easily and effortlessly once I had a better understanding of cause and effect. I mean, was that from repressed feelings, suppressed feelings? I haven't taken the time to really break it down, but what I do know is that in my best self, I was able to easily and effortlessly let go once I was ready to do that. Now, for a couple hours, for whatever reason, I was feeling the pain, meaning that I was doing the silent suffering that an addict does who wants a little more, because an addict always wants a little more. And so you are going to do some of the same situations I do. you're going to occasionally relapse. But a relapse doesn't have to be problematic. It doesn't have to ruin your health. It doesn't have to ruin your day. It doesn't have to affect your business. You want to be able to have relapses in increments, so they're short-term, not long-term, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, so that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Now, that you, those of you who have seen me speak, like Amy Gilbert just came on today, Andre Samuels has come to my Breakthroughs to Success event, and many events on the East Coast. So those of you back in the day who saw me speak, I spoke over 1,000 times, so some of you have seen me speak 20, 30, 40, 50 times, you've heard me say, no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Those of you who follow my Facebook Lives, you've heard me say, no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And the context of that, it means that that's how we become and be our best self, because we create a separation from the inflamed family environment. That's where inflammation comes from the trauma-based mind control. So if you can address that, if you've been addressing that for a number of years, what's going on in today's world won't have the same impact on you. There's a lot of oppression. We're being pressed down. We're being, our freedoms, our liberties are being taken away day by day. Jeffrey Combs, take two on 2-4 Tuesday. I was moving right along, flowing in the flow of the connection conversation, and just got dropped from Facebook Live. That was the second time in a week that that has happened, so bear with me as that happens. I will go ahead and let the call populate here. So how are you, Moon Breathe Sun? Welcome to late afternoon Facebook Live. Welcome, my name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I was flowing along there and all of a sudden got booted off. So the topic for today's Facebook Live is becoming your best self. To become your best self is to be able to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Alicia, good to see you this afternoon. Anyone who's just coming on, I did 10 minutes and then got dropped by Facebook. So our freedom is being taken away from us. Poof, that is correct. So Jessica McLaughlin, thank you very much. Good to see you this afternoon. And Alicia, good to see you. So Dylan, thank you for your assistance. So once again, I was just moving along and all of a sudden got dropped. So those are technical challenges that do happen. Danielle Weeks, good to see you. My privilege and pleasure to be your coach this afternoon. Alicia, go ahead and post some of your, as Alicia Marie Sidoris is on today's Facebook Live. Alicia is a ascended master who I absolutely endorse. So Alicia, any of your classes that you and Lisa Pazanza are hosting, feel free to post here so my clients can find what you are doing. So the topic for today's Facebook Live is becoming your best self. Your best self comes from letting go of your lower self. Your higher self is consciousness. And the more that you're in consciousness, meaning you're not in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're not worried about outcomes that haven't happened, you're not in resentment about the past, you're fully versed in the here and now. You can still goal set and have aspirations and also have visions of the future and have clarity. Those are all important. But the more that you can be here and be now, that means that's where you're going to have your highest level of energy, where you're focused on results and solution right here today. And you're focused on who you can be today. Tomorrow doesn't matter because tomorrow is a mystery. Yesterday is the past. That's history. Where you are right now. So you could have had an emotional breakdown yesterday, and that breakdown is only going to be as important as the energy you give it. You could have had a miserable experience with an ex-husband or an ex-wife, or you could have had a child who was completely out of control, or you could have been in a minor car bender, or any multitude of situations yesterday, but that's history. Who you are right here, right now is what is important. And the energy that you transmute about the present will determine who and what you attract. Because you're going to attract your reality, people and situations based on your word choices and based on your energy. So if you're in a mixed message and you're saying, I'd like to go out on a date with you, but I'm not sure if I'm good enough. I'd like to apply for this job, but I probably won't get it. I'd love to meet you, but I'm afraid you'll find out that I'm not good enough. So when you're in that mixed message, you'll either end up avoiding the opportunities or you'll sabotage them. And the more you understand cause and effect, cause are the events that shape the feelings, effect are the way you let them affect you today. So you can actually have had a very traumatic childhood. You can have been violated, abused, neglected, any multitude of situations, and those would be facts. But the energy that you still continue to give them, consciously and unconsciously, will determine the energy that you transmit and transmute. The brain operates as a transmitter and a receiver. In a very relaxed state of consciousness, when you're petting your dog and you're in absolute love and bliss with your dog, and you're not worried about any other situations, you're not worried about relationships, or you're not worried about a situation that you can't control, then you're in a state of consciousness called love. You're loving that dog, you're loving that cat, you're watching your goldfish. It's not mindless energy, it's an energy called the present. And in that energy, there's no worry about anything that hasn't happened, and there's no regret about the past. When you're in that state of now, you're in the know. You're in the now and the know right now, and that energy brings you above 300 cycles a second. And when you're in a conversation with someone, you're actually listening, and you don't have an agenda, and you're not trying to get them, or you're not worried about what they're going to think about you, and you're not defending yourself, or when someone asks you a question, have you done this medically? If you have, and so when someone tries to put that guilt on you, when you go into fight or flight, well, you're not being your best self. You're being the small boy or small girl who was traumatized by a parent, by a brother, by a sister, by a babysitter, by a teacher, by someone on the playground. Your body's reacting to the stimulus. As you learn let go skills, separating feelings from events, separating feelings from events means that this happened, that really happened to me. I grew up in a broken home. It wasn't a good childhood, wasn't a good experience, wasn't a good existence. The energy that we give to that, the energy that we continue to hold on to, and then how we hold on to our perpetrators and violators, and we tell ourselves, oh, they're really good people. So many people let their past tormentors, traumatizers, violators stay in their life without any amends, without any healing because of guilt. And the more you can separate your feelings and the more you can separate yourself from these people so that you're not giving them power and you're not in this codependent relationship that you keep controlling and then you keep recreating in other relationships so you can feel disappointed. When you're not the mind-body connection to those events, when you become clear on boundaries, when you stop letting other people's excuses affect you, when someone says, can I stay with you? I don't have anywhere to go. Well, they could stay in a hotel, but if you start making excuses, well, they don't have any money. Now you just let them cross your boundary. But if someone says to you, can I stay with you? And you don't really want them to, but you do it out of guilt anyway, because you feel guilty and then you start worrying about how they're going to feel, then you've just relapsed. But when someone says, can I stay with you? And you'd say, that won't be possible. There are hotels right down the street from me. Well, I thought I could stay with you. Well, I appreciate that, but that's not possible. So if someone keeps and said, look, I understand, but if that's not good for you, then I won't be able to see you. That's how you have clearly defined boundaries without worrying about hurting someone's feelings who's attempting to impose on you. But if you continue to let people impose on you and you don't have clearly defined boundaries, then what you're going to end up being is frustrated, disappointed. Then you'll say, I wished I wouldn't have. I knew I should have. And as you begin to let go of the events that shape those feelings and be really clear on your energy, because if you're not clear on your energy and you let people take advantage of you, then you're going to be in this, oh, I'm selfish. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Then you go out to build a business in that energy. You're going to attract the same situation. Can I come over and watch you produce? And you go, sure. And then you go, why did I do this? Well, the reason you would do this is because you're codependent. The reason you would do this is because you continue to live in the lower self, your energy of not being good enough, that you can't confront situations. The objective is not to be a confronter. The objective is to be able to confront other people's energy so you don't give your power away. And as you begin to do that, you begin to elevate your consciousness. You again begin to attract a different set of circumstances. When you let go of enabling, over-obligating, doing more for others than you do for yourself, when you let go of being worried about being perceived to be selfish or greedy or any of these other situations that society has put on you, these oppressed feelings that other people put on you, when you let go of worrying about what other people are going to think if you make a medical choice, I mean, it's important that we make sound medical choices for ourselves. Whatever that is for you, you want to be able to hold your ground, hold that line, because if you don't, you could be compromising yourself. It's important that you be very clear on where you are today in today's world, because there's a lot of social shaming and guilting, and people are using guilt as weapons and to take advantage of us and you and many people. It's very important that you are very clear in your consciousness who you are, where you stand, what you're capable of, the business you're going to build, the values that you continue to hold close to you. And the more that you stay in your power and out of conflict, the more you stay in consciousness, out of worry, anxiety, fear, and doubt, the more you stay in the flow, in prosperity, then you can be more, then you can also live in reciprocity. You can actually be in that place where you can be a mentor to someone. You can be a leader. The more you let people go who want to violate you, traumatize you, take advantage of you, box you in, categorize you, and all these other situations that certain personalities who want to control the world and control others, the more you can step out of that darkness and step into the light, when you can light that match, then you are the light. You're able to be that light, that, and we require that in today's world. We require us to rise. We require us to be our own voice. We require us to take a stand. And that stand is, I will not stand for other people oppressing me. And the more that you're in that light and in that space, you will attract your reality more like-minded, success, liberty, and people who understand choices, so that you're not, you don't just fall in with the masses. You have your own consciousness. You know, you understand, you know what you stand for, but don't be anxious about what someone's going to say, be, or do. I mean, you're in a place that this requires you. We require leaders, mentors, people who can actually can empower others. In a 12-step program, we require people who can be a sponsor. We require people who can assist others through sobriety. We require people who can understand with wisdom and knowledge and content and can write content and inspire people. Motivation is like spray paint on rust. Inspiration is consciousness. When you are inspired, then you're being your best self. And then you don't have to force yourself to build a business. You don't have to force yourself to exercise. You don't have to force yourself not to eat that cheesecake, because you know the pleasure isn't worth the pain. And when you live in that space of consciousness, you are no longer the mind-body connection to the inflamed family environment you grew up in. You're no longer that child who was traumatized, picked on, held back a grade, told you had a speech impediment, weren't good enough, would never make it, could never graduate from college. When you let go of the people that took advantage of you, when you start to practice forgiveness, when you move into acceptance, when you begin to really let go, just like Cassie said, I am me and I am free. Cassie, good to see you. Colleen, so good to see you. Scott Lucas, good to see you. Tracy, so good to see you this afternoon. Kevin Woods, my brother, good to see you. I had a great conversation with Jose yesterday. So good to see and feel all of you here. I mean, we're in the last run of 2021. We're in the last 4 months. I mean, we've already crossed the bridge. Almost three quarters of this year are almost over. I mean, here we are right here, right now. It's so important that you start to really define who you are this year, so that 2021 is a year of the harvest. This may have been your breakthrough year, your year of discovery, your year of recovery, your year of sobriety, but you also are required to create results and produce results on your time and your terms. So it's imperative that you really step up and claim your power. Matt, thank you very much. Matt Smith, I highly endorse Matt as a man of influence or affluence. If you're ever looking for someone to sponsor you in a 12-step program, I highly recommend Scott Lucas, who's on today's call. There are multiple women leaders here today. Lucy Curran's an exceptional real estate professional in my backyard. Colleen Olitsky is a great leader in business. Tracy Calvert's a great leader. Lisa Pizanza, Alicia Sidoris are also very, very skilled spiritual healers, also business women. There's a lot of exceptional people on today's Facebook Live. Lynn Michelle Vincent, so good to see you. Honored to be your coach and friend. I'm honored to see so many of you. I saw Mark Weber on here earlier, so I really want to thank all of you for being here today. Lucy, you're crushing it. This is so good. So pumped about having clarity and being aware, living in scary times. Yes, the times are challenging. I mean, I spoke to one of the most inspirational men I've ever met. His name is Jay Johns. He knows more than anyone I've ever met about certain topics that I know about. And Jay and I were discussing the present and the future. I mean, it's very easy to let your ego seduce yourself into worrying about the future, when more important is it stay in the present. Because there's nothing you and I can do about project, whatever, you know, the numbers, the four digit numbers, the project that's in the looms in the future. But we can do everything about who we are right here today. We can do everything about the content that we read. This is transcending levels of consciousness. So this is how you be and stay in the present, by letting go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And it's not a how do I situation. If you're on today's Facebook Live and you'd like to have a free 20-minute coaching session with me, reach out there and I'll facilitate that for you. I have one free hour later this afternoon. I'm booked for 13 hours today. But if you're serious and not curious, if you're committed and not interested, reach out there and I'll be able to assist you to have a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do. And there has never been a better time to build a business than right now. And I'll tell you something else right now is I'm looking more and more into gold bullion, silver bullion. I'm going to do a Facebook Live on that at some point soon. I mean, you really want to start to understand laws that govern money in today's economy, e-commerce money, crypto money, gold money, silver money. It's going to be your responsibility to really understand how to navigate and adjust in the world as we are adapting in it. And if you're not in it, you're going to be outside of it. And you're responsible for creating transactions, commerce, money that comes you easily and effortlessly. And the more that you can operate a business from your home, the less you have to be out there. And if you're here, you're going to experience less and less conflict and controversy than if you're out there. So Ryan Graham, long-term client. I was Ryan's coach for almost 5 years. Those of you who are also looking for a mentor, I highly endorse Ryan Graham. Ryan is a coach that I certified as a coach many years ago. Ryan, good to see you. I follow your content. I saw you running over the weekend. Henry Klauke, if you're looking for a young mentor, I highly endorse Henry. So Henry is a student of Joe DiBianca and also a student of mine and also a student of the universe. I highly recommend him. And Henry, I will be teaching you more and more content on gold and silver. So have a great afternoon, everyone. Now, I will be here later this evening, and I would love to inspire you later tonight. I'll be on tonight at 9 o'clock this evening. That's Pacific. That's 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to walk down the street about 30 seconds away. I have four major projects going on my property. I had two city inspectors on my property. I was informed today, and I was able to get my inspections on both of them. So that means progress, baby, progress. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president, founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You have a great day.